Handa ka na ba sa isa na namang episode ng Kwentutan Podcast, Pinoy Sex Stories? Make sure to follow us on Spotify and hit that notification bell to get updates sa paglabas ng bagong episode. Hi everyone! Welcome to another week with the Kwentutan Podcast. I'm Baby J. For this episode, we have another guest on the other line. Ito po si David. Hi David, kamusta ka?
Hi, good evening, good morning, magandang umaga, magandang hapon sa mga inyong listeners, mga nakikinig. Thank you so much for having me today. Doing well, I'm doing good.
Thank you din po for volunteering yourself. Just the background din for the listeners. Dapat kasi yung jowa ni David yung i-interview namin dun sa isa kong podcast. Eh, ayoko na rin. Masyado kasing wholesome yung isa kong podcast about life, personal development, chuchu. So, nakakatamad. So, mas masaya kasi to. So, dito na lang tayo mag-guesting. Ayun. Ano naman na feel mo ngayon? Are you excited? Are you nervous? What are you feeling right now?
I'd say I feel anxious in a way. Because this will be my first time guesting in a podcast. And first time po mare-record yung boses ko for people to actually listen. So, medyo anxious na mag-perform. May performance anxiety na po.
Masaya ba yan?
Pero masaya. Like, I feel happy to be given the chance to talk about, you know, sex and all. And I feel honored then to be given the time, the space to do this.
Thank you rin for being here. And of course, we'd like to get to know you a bit more, David. David, is that your real name ba? Is that your real name?
Yeah.
Ay, wow.
Yes, that's my second name.
Ah, hindi na kailangan magtago. Sobrang confident naman.
Napakadami namang David sa mundong to. Bahala na sila mag-isip kung aling David to.
Malay natin si David Licao ko pala yung kinakausap ko dito, di ba? Ayun.
Parang malabo naman atay.
Malay natin. Pero ayun, David, how about you introduce yourself to us with just one fun fact lang for listeners to get familiar with you.
Okay, one fun fact. Normally, ito yung sinasabi kong fun fact kasi wala pa ako na-encounter aside sa circle ko na ganito. Pero I studied insects when I was in university. Like specifically, beetles.
Oh, huh? Anong so, beetles?
Hindi ko alam kung gano'n siya ka-file. Pero, bale, I studied entomology when I was in college. And I specialized in studying a certain kind of beetle that you could find somewhere in Bataan, Batanes, Palawan, and some areas of Luzon, specifically those areas in Cordillera, yada yada. So I think that's the most fun fact I have about myself.
Parang boring fact yun, na joke lang. Pero ano... Yung narinig ko, to be honest, yung narinig ko, I studied insects. Yung narinig ko, I studied insects.
Oh, why?
So, so nag-gets mo? Medyo nakonitwist ako nung sinabi mo na beetles. Ano yun yung beetles? Nagsisex yung beetles? Medyo nakonitwist ako dun sa sinabi mo.
Yes, actually. I studied how they were mating. Yung specific na beetles na yun, like, inaral ko kung paano sila nagko-copulate, kung anong hitsura ng penises nila, yung mga titi nila, para ma-identify kung anong species, subspecies. So, technically, insects din. Kasi may mga photos ako, insects. Technically, may mga photos ako during fieldwork ng mga beetles na nagmimate. Sobrang interesting nilang panoorin.
Ay, wow. Nililibugan ka dun sa mga ganun.
So, fitting naman, fitting. Oh, hindi naman. Slight lang, naiinggit.
Okay.
Di kasi, ang weird kasi, yung penis ng male beetles, almost half ng body length nila. So, basically,
ducks
mga
sila,
ducks
ganun.
Ang beetles. So, like,
ay, wow.
Ducks yon.
Sino sa beetles ang sa tingin mo pinaka-ducks?
Yung banda.
Oo. Actually, hindi ko rin alam masyado ng oldie yun eh. For me,
kaya
nga
eh. Sino nga yung center nila, yung pinaka-leader, si ano?
Hindi ko alam.
Yung drummer na lang. Always go with the drummer.
Sige. Sayang, hindi ko rin talaga sila kilala.
Ako din.
Masyado na tayong parang, ibang generation na sila. Sorry na po.
Kaya nga
Hindi na ito with
ang
joke.
Hindi na din silang marinig eh. Hindi ko na rin sila masyado marinig.
Sige, move on na lang tayo. So, David, ano ba ang pagkwekwentutan natin for this episode? Ano po yung nahianda ng kwento for us?
Actually, I have 3 stories in mind. So, I think bibigyan na lang kita ng options.
Ay, wow.
Yung first story na naisip ko ay yung first time ko, first ever sexual encounter ko. Second story, I'd say this might be the grossest story I have. It's not super gross, pero it's pretty, not graphic, pero medyo nakakaano siya, medyo, ganon. And then third ay yung medyo masakit sa puso.
Gusto ko dun tayo sa masakit sa puso. Kasi,
ay, which...
para masaktan ka, marilive mo yung trauma mo. Ganyan tayo sa podcast.
Ay, wow.
Hindi naman.
Actually, yung trauma na to related din to dun sa gusto mong pag-usapan pa natin later eh. So, yeah. Okay, good choice.
Mm-mm. Just to give the others the background kasi, itong si David na sa open relationship daw. When I last talked to him.
We are still in an open relationship.
Ah, okay. Pero
growing strong. Yes.
Discuss more about that in detail. Kasi diba, usong-uso na ngayon yung open relationship eh. Tapos yung other stories mo about losing your virginity and yung gross story, siguro another time na lang kasi, yeah, balik ka na lang.
Okay.
Ayan, gusto ko yung
wow.
gusto ko yung masakit na story. Dali. Ano tayo eh? Masukista.
Okay, sige. Joke. Sige. Medyo mahaba siya eh. Medyo mahaba siya.
Sino ba yan?
Okay.
Tapos, gusto ko, ito pa pala, yung guy na yan, bigyan natin siya ng code name. Anong gusto mong code name para sa lalaki na yan?
Wait, dalawa kasi
dalawa?
Involved sa story na to.
Ay, sige. Mamaya, bigyan na lang dalawa. Natin silang dalawang code name later sa story mo.
Okay. So, this happened a few years ago, back when I was still in college. So, the story began 2017. I'd say 2017. So, I was 18 at the time. And one of my friends was talking to a person. Let's name this person yung nickname natin. Ano preferred mo?
Yung gusto ko, ano yung pinaka-attractive physical attribute nila? Yung person na yun.
Oh, okay. I'd say okay, sige. Bigyan natin yung first guy na to ng nickname na Pinoy. Kasi this guy really look Pinoy. Like the quintessential Filipino look. Like, let's be honest, ang pogi ng Pinoy. Like, alam mo yung sexual attraction natin sa mga kapwa natin Pilipino? Yun. Ganun siya. Like, lahat ng sexual attraction na meron ako sa mga Pilipino, meron siya.
Ano ba yung sexually attractive sa mga Pilipino? Anong features?
Well, kayo, Manggi. I really like our skin color. And yung roundedness ng ilong, yung hindi siya super tangos, pero at the same time, hindi naman quote-unquote, pango. You know, like, right in the middle of a cute nose and a very Caucasian nose. And really, really kind eyes. Like yung mga mata na mabilog, tapos expressive. I think maraming Pilipino yung expressive yung mata. And then bushy eyebrows, slight curly hair, yung mga ganon.
Yeah, feeling ko na-imagine ko na rin.
Yeah, imagine mo siya.
Ganyan rin yung type ko.
Okay,
tangkilikin ang sarili natin, ganon.
Very local tayo for today, ganon.
True.
Tung friend ko, hindi ko siya papangalanan kasi hindi naman siya involved sa story. Pero si Pinoy, he was trying to hit on this friend of mine. And my friend was telling me stories about Pinoy trying to get on him, trying to hook up with him at the time. And it just so happened that Pinoy added me on Facebook. Biglaan. And I accepted because I was curious kasi baka mamaya may mas loot ako na information out of this person na pwede namin pagtawanan ng friend ko. So I accepted Pinoy. And for some reason, we started chatting because Pinoy saw na may mutual kami in the person of my friend. And so we began talking with him asking about my friend. Like, kamusta si friend mo, ganyan-ganyan, magkakilala kami ni friend mo, ganto-ganyan. Pero Pinoy didn't divulge the information that he was trying to hit on my friend. So I had an information na si Pinoy ay ganitong person and hindi niya alam na alam ko kung ano yung gusto niya doon sa friend ko. And at the time, Pinoy was really religious. Like he was serving in their church. He was Roman Catholic. So much of his personality and much of his feed at the time were full of garments, the church, yada yada. But that was fine. This was fine. Like, he was a good person, Pinoy. And then, one night, Pinoy asked me out. Like, ako na yung dinra niyang i-hit on. Medyo nag-stop siya dun sa friend ko. Tapos sa akin napunta yung attention niya. Kasi we've been chatting for a few weeks na. Very, very random stuff. Very, very random stuff. So, I kind of liked his vibes. Kasi he wasn't judgmental. Like, he was very open about so many things. And he was really smart. He was smart. So, yung usapan namin, maganda yung dynamics. It wasn't sexual in the beginning up until one point na he asked me out. Now, at this point, I kind of knew in me na I kind of like him sexually too. Because I don't build sexual attraction up until I talk with a person for a certain degree of time. So, kailangan ko ma-establish yun eh. Tapos, nung in-ask out niya ako, nagulat ako, medyo nag-init ako doon. Parang may nagising sa kaluluwa ko na parang, ooh, this is gonna go spicy. So, one afternoon, after ng class ko, I think economics yun, after economics class ko, niyaya niya ako. So, I said, yeah, let's go. Let's do it. Nagpunta kami sa apartment ko, dinala ko siya doon. Ito rin yung first time na na-meet ko si Pinoy in person. Yung nakita kami. Kasi even though we were in the same campus, campus is quite large and we had very different schedules. We were in different colleges. So hindi rin kami nakikita in person sa class. So first time namin magkita face-to-face nung araw na niyaya niya ako and nung araw nag-agree ako. And then we went to our apartment. And I was sharing the flat with three other roommates and they were gone for the day. It was an entire apartment, so hindi lang naman siya isang kwarto. Walang tao sa apartment, luckily. So excited na ako, and I was really feeling hot at the time. I felt important, I felt wanted, gano'n. So I think ampula ko noon, parang nasabi niya ata na ampula-pula ko noon kasi nagiinit na talaga ako na parang, shit, wow, excited ako. Pero nung pagpasok namin sa apartment, sinarakot yung pinto, sumunta kami sa CR kasi yung kwarto namin madumi kasi I was sharing the room with other people so wala akong control kung gano'n siya kalinis. So sa banyo lang kami. We made out. Meron siyang braces. Natakot ako kasi shit, baka sumabit yung lovey ko habang nag-make out kami kasi very torrid yung tipo na yung mga dila parang ayaw magwalay. Ganon. Tapos ako naman, syempre binigay ko din yung torrid kissing kasi shit, I know this person na I've established a relationship with this person at least online. And I kinda like Pinoy. He was really smart. Tapos he was really cute din at the time. So, todo bigay din naman ako sa halik, sa laplap, ganyan. Tapos, I think I remember specifically na yung mga laway namin at the time, tumutulo na sa mga baba. Ganon. Very, very torrid siya. And sobrang laki ng height difference namin. Ako yung mas matangkad and then parang kapag nakatayo siya, nasa chest ko lang siya. Pero he was the top siya. So, boom.
Mas matangkad ka?
Oo. Mas matangkad ako significantly. Like, significantly. I'm like 5'9", 5'8", 5'10". And he was like 5'3" or 5'2" even. So, medyo kakaibang experience din siya. Parang ang daming mga roles na reverse, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos ay ginawa ka na yung ulo ko, pinaluhod niya na ako dun sa CR. Sakit nun kasi yung tiles ng CR, sakit sa tuhod. Tatawa ko, di ba? Doon yung chance eh. Gawin na natin yan. At alam mo yung moment na bubuksan mo yung sinturon ng person. Tapos, botones ng pants. And then ibababa mo yung zipper. Yung few seconds na yon na parang nakakanginig ng kamay. Tapos parang antagal-tagal mabuksan ng mga botones. Ang tagal mabuksan ng buckle ng belt. Like, naramdaman ko yun at the time.
Nag-slow-mo yung time? Nag-slow-mo?
Para medyo nag-slow-mo siya. Kasi during this time, I was only 18. He was 19. Students kami pareho. And I'd say I was pretty inexperienced pa with things kasi puro studies, akads lang. Tapos, I don't get to have sexual attractions nga with strangers. So, hindi, at this time, hindi pa sa akin nag-work yung very quickie sex lang, very quickie random blowjobs lang dyan. So, yung moment na ma-achieve ko yung sexual pleasure, sexual desire from a person that I've been eyeing for quite some time na. And yung validation na ako na yung nagbubukas ng sinturon niya, ako na yung nagbubukas ng pantalon niya at ng zipper niya. Like, yung parang may rose-colored glasses na akong suot-suot sa mga nangyayari. Then, yung hininga ko, ang bagal na. Then, parang nanginginig na yung kamay ko, ayaw mabuksan. Tapos yung zipper niya sumabit pa doon sa fabric ng pantalon. So, ayaw pang bumaba agad. So, isa-isa ko. And then, nabuksan ko na yun. Nakasuot siya ng dark blue underwear. And, nilud-ngud ko talaga yung mukha ko doon sa undies niya.
Nilud-ngud? Ano yun?
Oo, ginugod ko talaga kasi dito na nabubuo yung fetish ko.
Inamoy mo ganun?
Oo. Ayoko kasi ng person na amoy sabon. Like,
gusto mo yung musky ganun?
Slightly musky pero not too sweaty, not too messy. Like yung sakto lang. Di amoy safeguard pero like na ako pa rin yung person.
Mm-mm.
And ito, right after class, tanghali siya. So, and naliligo naman siya. So, good hygiene naman siya. So, the smell was right in the middle of what I was looking for. Musky, a bit sweaty, may konting amoy ng ihe. Tapos may konting amoy ng freakam. Ganun kasi, naba nagtotory kissing, may freakam na. So, kita mo na yung stain mark dun sa underwear niya. Sininghut-singhut ko for 5 minutes. Talagang, ginudgun ko. Eh, tapos very vocal pa siya at the time. Like, ganun-ganun siya. Go lang, baby, ganyan. Vocal si Pinoy at the time. Tapos, binabite ko ng slight yung bulge niya sa underwear niya kasi gusto ko nang ginagawa. Ayun, pinaglaro ko yung ulo. And then, ayun, hindi ko alam kung paano na-explain yung mga susunod without sounding too gross. Pero, I think isa yun sa mga best performances ko ng blowjob. Parang isa yung mga best na chupa na ginawa ko sa tanan ng buhay ko. Kasi it wasn't too big.
Mm-hmm.
Like, parang 3-4 inches lang, pero the shape was great. Ang ganda ng hubog ng ulo nung titi ni Pinoy. Tapos, sakto, kayang-kaya siya ng bibig ko up until his balls.
Ay, wow.
And I think siya din yung best performance ko so far kasi yung ungol din ni Pinoy, hindi niya mapigilan to the point na kailangan niyang medyo i-bite yung lips niya para lang hindi umungol ng sobra-sobra. Like, lahat ng technique na alam ko, doon ko na tinry. Kasi, bihira nga lang ako makipag-hook up. So, susunitin ko na lahat ng alam ko na in theory, tatry natin ngayon para malaman ko kung ano maging reaction. Like, one of the theories I tested is yung sensation na marireceive ng person kapag kiniskis ko yung ulo ng titi nila sa bigote ko. Kasi, I have stubs. So, tinry ko.
My first time ko marinig yan.
It was a theory at the time. So, tinry ko. Hindi naman super ikikis-kis dun sa stubs ko. Pero like, ano lang, slight caress lang ng stubs ko. Tapos like, nag-wobble yung knees niya. Ganyan-ganyan. So, okay. Tapos tinry ko din yung ipopoint lang yung dila ko doon sa perineum nung ulo ng titi niya.
Ano yun?
Tinry ko din yun.
Ano yun? Perineum?
Yung parang yung shape, yung helmet, I think perineum yung tawag dun eh.
Ay, wow.
Baka technical pala. Pero I think lang. Correct me if I'm wrong. Yung helmet niya, yung helmet na lang para mas kanto. Tinry ko yung tip ng dila ko, irarun along dun sa helmet niya, tapos natuwa siya. Tapos yung pinasok ko ng buo yung dick niya together with his balls. So, bibig ko tuwan-tuwa din siya kasi like buong-buo. Tapos like lahat ng sucking motion, lahat ng movement ng tongue, ginawa ko na. And when he came, it was a lot. Pero he had a cord to not splatter on my face kasi alam niyo may klase pa ako. So like dun lang sa wall ng restroom. Pero it was a lot. Like, a lot. Linis noon. Hindi ako nagpa-pleasure noon kasi parang hindi ko naman siya kailangan. Nasasatisfy na ako kapag satisfied yung person at the time eh. So, again, kami noon tapos nag-usap lang, konting hug-hug, cuddles lang. Tapos, tinignan niyo yung insect collection ko. And, Pinoy and I became friends. Like, wala akong emotional attachment sa kanya na romantic. Pero we became friends. Online friends. Minsan nakikita sa campus. Hi, hello. Pero hindi na nasundan. Hindi na nasundan yung moment namin na yun ni ex. Like, he tried to ask me out for, like, anal sex. Pero hindi siya natuloy kasi, like, hindi na nagsakto yung schedule namin. I was starting to get serious sa pag-aaral. So, hindi ko na ginawa yung mga ganung kalokohan. Pero still, we became friends ni Pinoy. Fast forward. Ayun yung part A. Fast forward, I met a guy, papangalanan natin siyang Pusa. Pusa, kasi related yung Pusa sa course niya dito sa university ko. I met him on FB. He chatted me saying na, oh my God, you look so cute. Oh, idol kita, ganyan-ganyan. And apparently, crush niya pala ako sa FB ko nung 2018 for quite some time na. And then, long story short, wala pa naman masyado interesting na mangyayari dito. Pusa and I became boyfriends. Boyfriend ko si Pusa around 2018. And wala kasing masyadong nangyaring sexual stories sa amin. Kasi we didn't do anal. So, puro side lang. Pero I think yung pinaka-memorable na sex namin ay... Oh my God, medyo masakit tong pag-usapan ha. Pero sige, para sa kwentutan. It was the end of the semester ng, I think first semester ng 2018-2019. Yung isa sa mga friends ko dito sa college ay nag-move out, going back to Taguig. And she asked me to watch their apartment. So, pinagbantay niya ako ng apartment nila. And I was there for a few days. And I invited Pusa, my then boyfriend. Samahan ako. Kasi we don't get a lot of private time together. Madalas lang kami dati mag quote-unquote sex. Pero ano lang talaga, sides lang naman yon sa labas. Like, yung university kasi namin, like, sobrang laki niya. Madami mga buildings, marami mga puno. So, sa gabi, like around 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., pwede kang mamili ng mga buildings dito sa mga sulok-sulok tapos nung kayo mag-meet. So, ayun pala, sige. May exciting akong moment sa kanya. Nag-dinner lang kami after classes tapos nagkayayaan. Then pumunta kami sa isa sa mga pinakamasukal na part ng campus namin. Then, walang tao. Almost walang ilaw. Like, yung buwan lang yung umiilaw. Tapos, dun lang kami nag-side. Like, basic lang na tsupaan. Tsupaan niya ako, tsupain ko siya. Ganun lang. Ganun lang siya. Walang, I think yung pinaka-exciting moment na yun na dun is outdoor eh. Tapos, university grounds pa. Ooh. Eh, may mga nag-ronda minsan. So, medyo na-feel ko din yung tension na shit. Baka may makakita sa amin dito. Or baka may multo. Kasi, allegedly haunted area. Yung place na kung saan kami normally nagsiside sex ni Pusa. Okay, back to the story. Nag-stay kami dun sa apartment for a night. A night lang naman. Puro sides lang din. Puro sides lang. Wala akong makwento na spicy. Puro sides lang siya. Pero I'd say si Pusa, kakaiba siya kasi hindi siya tinitigas lang kapag ako yung magbo-blowjob sa kanya. Tinitigas lang siya kapag ako yung chinuchupa niya. So, eh hindi kami makapag-69 kasi meron din kami height difference. Mas matangkad din ako, then mas maliit siya sa akin ng few inches. So, kapag nag-69 kami, yung likod ko yung nababali. Ang sakit-sakit. Hindi ko kaya. Pero nung gabing yon, umiyak ako kasi natutulog siya sa lap ko. Tapos may nag-play na music na parang about true love, ganun. At the time, super infatuated na ako kahit siya yung may unang crush sa akin. Like, feel na feel ko yung love. Feel na feel ko na love niya ako. Ganyan-ganyan. Naiyak ako, tangina. Natutulog siya sa lap ko noon after na kami magtsupaan. Tapos, tulog lang siya, peaceful, ganyan-ganyan. And then, ina-appreciate ko lang yung shape ng mukha niya. Kasi, si Pusa naman, si Pinoy kanina, Pinoy na Pinoy. Si Pusa, I'd say, medyo catty din yung looks niya. Filipino, moreno, and yung eyes niya, yung eyes na gustong-gusto ko, like, singket. Tapos kapag tumawa, nawawala. Kaya, I'd say Pusa. Kasi parang Pusa din yung mga mata niya, nag-slit din kapag tumatawa siya. May braces din siya, and yung face shape niya squarish, ang pogi niya kapag nag-clean cut siya ng buhok. And yung katawan niya, gustong-gusto ko kasi, medyo stocky, pero hindi chiseled, and hindi rin too big, pero stocky. Like, yung braso niya kapag inahawakan ko, matigas, ang saya-saya. So, I'd say type ko din ng super si Pusa. Nung nakita ko siya kasi, like, poging-pogi ako sa kanya for a very long time. And ayun. So, natapos yung moment sa amin na yun. Binilang ko siya ng Starbucks. Kasi lumabas ako, I had to buy breakfast. Tuntua siya. Tuntua si Pusa. Kasi sabi niya, shit! Sabi ko sa sarili ko noon, kapag may nang-release sa akin ng Starbucks, magiging kami na talaga forever. Apparently, it was his first SB. Yung binili ko for him. And hindi ko alam yun. Tuntua siya. Hindi, ako naman, ala, wow. The night before, umiiyak ako, no, true love na ata to. Tapos, the following morning, na-affirm pa na ng another sign. Ganyan. So, sabi ko, shit, baka ito na talaga yun. Pusa was my 8th boyfriend during that time. Oo, so may 7 people na dumaan.
Ayun naman po.
May 7 people na nadumaan. Tapos, at sabi ko, lucky number pa yung number 8. Umiyak pa ako kagabi kasi merong feel ko yung love. Tapos, the following morning, na-affirm pa siya about this. Binila ko siya ng Starbucks. Sabi niya sa sarili niya, kapag nag-Starbucks na, nalibre sa kanya, yun na talagang true love niya. So, sabi ko, shit, I got this in the bag. Ganyan-ganyan. Tuntua ako. And then, I met his sister sa SB din. Oh, she's a very lovable person, sister niya. Pero she's not part of the story. Although, ang sabi lang niya sa akin, ng pusa, na meron siyang sumpa. Quote-unquote sumpa. Na whoever met his sister, whenever his boyfriends or exes met his sister, nagbe-break sila. And true enough, nag-break kami. 2018, 2019. Sorry, I can't get the years right. Nag-break kami February, like Valentine's month, the following year na nagkakilala kami. We've been together for 6 months. And yung story nakakaiba dito, we broke up because of Pinoy.
Hmm. But bumalik apparently, yung story mo.
Ito, apparently, well, Pinoy is very sexually active. Pinoy. Si Pinoy, very sexually active si Pinoy.
Mm-mm.
And apparently, Pinoy chatted up pusa
Mm-mm.
on Facebook or IG or somewhere, and they hooked up, although sides lang daw, twice.
While you were together?
While we were together, while pusa and I were still together.
Mm-mm.
They hooked up twice.
Mm-mm.
And ang masakit pa dito during this time, nalaman ko siya kasi nag-propose si Pusa na mag-open relationship kami.
Oh.
And I was hearing him out before he admitted na he already had sexual relations with somebody else. Na nakipag-tsupaan na siya sa iba. Before pa niya sa akin i-discuss yung open relationship na gusto niyang mangyari. And pinakita niya sa akin na it was with Pinoy.
Hmm. Tapos, the thing is, coincidence lang ba yun? I mean,
it was a bit of a coincidence kasi hindi rin naman alam ni Pusa na friend ko si Pinoy, and hindi rin alam ni Pinoy na boyfriend ko si Pusa. Kasi Pusa really kept things hidden kasi hindi pa siya super out sa college nila, sa family niya, bukod dun sa sister niya, hindi siya out. So essentially, tago yung relationship namin for a lot of people. And Pusa was in an organization sa college na medyo homophobic. So it was understandable na secret boyfriend ako for 6 months. Pero if you can imagine the shock nung pinakita niya sa akin yung picture nung person na chinupa niya, nagpachupa sa kanya. Tapos si Pinoy, like, fuck! Fuck! Kasi hindi ko din naman kinwento kay Pinoy na may boyfriend ako in the person of Pusa. Kasi I kept my word na hindi ko ikikwento sa iba. We will keep this private kasi hindi mo pa nga gustong ma-out. Ayaw mo mag-out pa. And alam mo, parang nabuhusan ka ng malamig na tubig.
Mm-mm.
Yung realization na putang liit ng mundo namin dito. Like, nagpapasapasahan lang kami dito.
Yeah.
Nagpapasapasahan kami dito. And sabi din ni Pusa, hindi niya ma-resist si Pinoy kasi he looked so Filipino. The same response na yeah. I gave why I was sexual to Pinoy at the time. Like, fuck!
Parang it came back to bite in the ass.
Came back to bite me in my fucking ass. Yes, exactly. What goes around comes around, putang ina. And we were having this discussion in the most romantic spot in the campus. Like yung isang malaking field namin kung saan madalas mag-date ang mga bading at ang mga straight. On the week of Valentine's Day. And nakaupo kami sa isa sa mga cement benches doon. And it was Valentine's week. It was the fair week. And nag-break kami because of that. And just to give another context, another background, si Pusa, wala siya masyadong experience pa with his sexuality. He was still on his new budding path. Kasi I think at the time he was bisexual. I don't know na ngayon, wala na kaming contact. He was bisexual at the time and most of the time back then, puro babae lang yung na-encounter niya. So I think I was his first. I don't know. I think I was his first boyfriend ex na lalaki. So I kinda understood at the time na marami siyang sexual angst or like deprived siya ng gay sexuality niya at the moment compared to me who's had 7 other men before him. And madami rin siyang frustrations when it comes to being out. Kasi I was out. I was loud and proud. I wasn't hiding. I didn't keep secrets about who I was. So, nagpatong-patong yun. Lahat yun sinight niya sa akin when we were talking about the open relationship thing. Pero, nung nag-usap kami noon, I ended the relationship kahit ang sakit. Kasi, during this time, I was kinda heavy. Like, I was around 70, 80 kilos at the time. And sabi niya sa akin, he liked thinner guys. So, nagja-jogging ako, me. Jogging ako, te. Like, right after class, nagja-jogging ako. Doon ako kumain ng oatmeal. Nagja-jogging ako. Nag-apple cider vinegar ako. Yung sikat na brand ng apple cider vinegar mixed with my water habang nagja-jogging para lang tumaas yung metabolism ko. Just to shed off some weight. Kasi, yung sabi niya, he likes someone na thinner. Tapos, sinikmura ko din yung sinabi niya sa akin na, mas bogey ka pala sa picture, pero in person, parang, sinikmura ako yun. Putang ina na ito, ikaw yung una nag-chat sa akin sa FB. Tapos, like, every time na may person na magto-turn around, just to ogle at me, magagalit siya sa akin. Like, kasalanan ko? Kasalanan ko? So, sinikmura ko yung select. Wala eh. I love pusa. Pero hindi ko ma-justify sa utak ko at the time na inask niya ako to have an open relationship after he cheated with a friend. And I ended my friendship then with Pinoy. Although he said sorry. Kasi hindi na nga din naman siya aware dun na boyfriend ko si Pusa. He said sorry. Pero sabi ko sa kanya, parang I can't hate you. But at the same time, I can't be around you anymore. Or like talk casually with you anymore. And magka-dorm kami ni Pusa when everything transpired. Yung dorm room ko, kaharap lang yung dorm room nila. So, minsan nakikita kami sa hallway, kaya nakikita kami sa shower area. Tapos, kunwari, ako okay lang, ganyan-ganyan. Pero nung Valentine's, hala, humahagulgul ako, umiiyak ako noon. Tapos, kinailangan akong sunduin ng college at ng university advisor ko kasi na-alarm na sila. Sinundo ako doon sa door para lang i-console. Hindi ako nagka-boyfriend for another 2 years after that. 2 or 3 years after that. Just because I was really, really hurt. Kasi I love Pusa so much. If maririnig man nila to, i-message nyo na lang ako kung meron ako nagkamali sa kwento ko. Kung may gusto kayong clarification or kung sa tingin nyo ay may binabago ako sa utak ko, nag-feel na yung memory ko, i-message nyo na lang ako if you guys have the balls to do it. But thank you for the character development. Yun na lang.
Guys, alam niyo bang pwede kayong mag-sponsor ng Kwentutan episode for as low as 20 pesos? Just click the sponsor and episode link and leave your alter name and we'll give you a shoutout sa future episodes. Thank you!
Iho eh, nagiging yung medyo traumatizing story. Sad story. Hindi naman sad. Dami ako natutunan doon and we had a great time. Yun na lang. We had a great time. Pinoy was a great friend. He was smart. He graduated with Latin honors sa university namin. The last time I heard, Pusa also graduated. He passed his board exams. And hindi ko lang matandaan kung meron din siyang Latin honors. But I'm praying that they're doing well. They're doing good. And I hope may natutunan din sila sa akin. Na kahit konti lang din. Ayun.
Grabe. How are you feeling naman right now that you had to relive that experience?
So, medyo heavy. Kinda apt. Kakaiba lang din kasi I'm currently on vacation sa university kung saan nangyari din lahat ng to. Like, I'm in my university right now. Like, isa sa mga hotels dito. So, kakaiba na yung story number 3 din yung pinili mo. Like, interconnected ang lahat. Ano din, may a bit nostalgic din. Kasi, yeah, yeah. on top of the bad story, ang dami din mga good stories din naman na nangyari. Nothing too sexual though, kasi ayaw yung mag-anal sex nung time namin. Kasi parang di pa daw siya ready. So, wala tayong mahuhugot na kakaiba from that. Aside nga dun sa nagchuchupaan kami sa labas ng campus.
Mm-mm. And I like nga yung mga story na enveloped in love. Kasi parang mas may laman siya. Parang there's more feelings that you can pull from and lessons learned. And yung sinabi mo nga dun sa lalaki, parang kahit na you guys ended it in a bad way, nagkaroon ka din talaga ng character development and lessons learned. Kasi for me, kahit na ako, I've never been in a relationship, pero there are guys na I feel like I had feelings strong enough na feeling ko it took up my entire body. Parang ganun, yung feelings na ganun.
Yeah.
Pero
yes,
since it did not end up well, that's the moment na yung heartbreak na yun yung nag-shape sa akin to be who I am today. That's like stronger, madaming character ang na-develop dahil sa mga bad experiences na yun. And ayun.
Yes.
Siguro yung mga times na masaya tayo, parang just, let's just leave it at that. Na naging masaya nga tayo dun, di ba? At least may moment in time na masaya kayo together kahit na right now, you're not together anymore.
Yes. I think a lot of times, especially sa generation natin, we tend to invalidate the good times because of whatever bad times happen. I think it's important then to realize na those happy moments, those happy sex moments, yung happy chupaan moments with your ex or with a FUBU, ex-FUBU, ex-friend, they were all true. They were all valid. And they are not simply negated by other bad moments na mag-i-end ng friendship na yon, unless trauma na or like criminal yung mga nangyari. So, ayun.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with the people changing you emotionally kahit wala kayong naging romantic relationships masyado. Like, my case with Pinoy, we were just friends. We only fucked once. It wasn't even fucking. Like, chupaan lang yon. Pero yung physical connection na yon and yung emotional connection na yon, which wasn't romantic, still helped me shape the person I am today. Helped me understand more about my sexuality, other people's sexuality, interview on sex, and at the same time, how important it is to have a certain kind of connection with someone in order to enjoy sex, at least in my case.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Kasi for me rin, I kind of relate to you where yung mga sexual experiences that I had in the past, they really did a lot on my character development din. Yung parang every time I have sexual experiences with somebody or kahit with a stranger, I learn something about myself on like the dynamics and how I interact with other people. Kasi diba, iba-iba yung connections with different people. Iba-iba yung playing of energy. Yung parang power play.
Yeah.
Diba? With other people. You discover what you like. Yeah. You discover what you don't like. And yun, in a weird sense, mas nagiging confident ka when you have sex with people kapag alam mo na yung gusto mo and you know how to say no to things you don't like and you have the courage to go after what you like. Parang ganun. Yung question ko naman sa'yo ngayon, kasi diba, yung sa story mo, you kind of broke up because your ex suggested, si Pusa suggested an open relationship after he had already had sex with your friend. Would you think na it would have been a different situation if nagpaalam muna siya to have an open relationship and then have sex with your friend?
Definitely.
Mm.
Definitely. I would have said yes.
Kahit na it's the same friend.
even with that friend. Kasi mm-hmm. apparently had the same taste in men.
Mm-mm.
So I would understand that. I wouldn't deny na meron kami mutual attraction doon kay Pinoy. Pero I honestly believe strong question though, kasi like when we broke up, I kept on going back to the situation. What if he hadn't done that before he asked me to open the relationship? And I kept on realizing I would have said yes. Yeah, let's go, let's try. Yes, yes, why not? If you wanna explore, then you're on your own. You can explore together. And thank you for sharing this vulnerable side of you. Definitely, kasi I love Pusa.
Mm-mm.
I really love him at the time. And naniniwala kasi ako na if you love someone, you will give them so much consideration. I think di mauubos yung pasensya, yung consideration of kaya mong ibigay sa person or sa people na mahal mo. Especially those who you love romantically. So definitely, I would have said yes.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Siguro ano, it's all about communication, diba? Parang that's what I've been learning din talaga when it comes to like relationship.
Yes.
Like you guys will encounter issues, you guys will encounter differences, pero as long as you communicate everything and you be considerate about each other's needs and you know, alam mo yun, parang mag-adjust kayo, compromise and all of that, you will find a way to make things work.
Actually, yung isa din sa mga learning relationship, aside dun sa need for consideration, need for understanding, is yung need to trust the other person. Mm-hmm. You need to trust the other person of your dark sides, quote unquote dark sides, your frustrations, your vulnerabilities. Kasi I think, ngayon ha, I still think pa rin today na Pusa didn't trust me enough to let me know what he was thinking. I think he didn't trust me enough na hindi ko siya i-judge or hindi ko siya i-shame if naisip niya na I think I might need an open relationship to explore my sexualities.
Mm-mm.
And probably I didn't give him enough signs or enough affirmations na he can trust me with those emotions or with those thoughts. Kasi never pa namin napag-usapan yung about open relationship and never namin napag-usapan before yung sexual life niya before. So I think hindi namin talaga na-build properly yung foundation of trust namin sa isa't isa.
Mm-mm.
Kaya siya nag-
Yeah. Feeling ko yun din talaga yung one of the things that are important when it comes to getting into a long-term relationship with someone is yung taking the time to build that foundation of trust. And siguro yun lang din yung difficulty for me when it comes to finding serious relationships mm-hmm. at the moment. Aside from my very sky-high standards. Parang ang hirap lang kasing mag- trust na ng tao ngayon, especially when they're not really putting in the effort. Parang ganun. Ang hirap na kasi ngayong mag-invest into somebody kasi everybody just seems to be so casual. Everybody just seems to be so flighty. Parang ganun. Pero, siguro, for me lang ah, share ko lang, wala lang. Bakit ba?
Bakit ba?
Ano, if ever I'm going to be in a relationship with somebody, knowing the things that I know and people that I've listened to from this podcast and everywhere else, is kailangan meron talagang intention yung tao. Meron silang intention to pursue you, to be in a relationship with you, and also yung goals ninyo align together in a way.
Yes.
Parang ganun.
Super important.
And ang hirap pilitin ng mga bagay na yun. Kasi kung kailangan mong ipilit just for things to work, parang it doesn't feel right. Pero that's just on my end. Nasarapan po ba kayo sa isa na namang episode ng Kwentutan Podcast? Kung nasatisfy po namin ng pleasures nyo, i-rate nyo naman po kami ng 5 stars dito sa Spotify. At alam nyo bang pwede kayong mag-sponsor ng episode for as low as 20 pesos? Just click the sponsor and episode link sa description and your help will go a long way sa pag-produce ng more fun and juicy Kwentutan content. Meron ba kayong thoughts about the episode? You can tweet us at KwentutanPod sa Twitter. At nagla-live rin po kami sa Twitter Spaces. Pwede kayong makitambay at kung meron kayong mga tanong, pwede rin namin sagutin yon live. Kung meron kayong sex story that you want to share or you want to guest sa podcast, pwede nyo po kaming i-email at kwentutanpodcast@gmail.com. Pwede rin po kayong mag-message sa Instagram at kwentutanpodcast and Twitter at kwentutanpod. Lahat po ng link na ito nasa description of this episode. Thank you guys. See you next week. Bye!